they'd throw them out on you. And that wasn't nothing but right. Of course, you really wouldn't want to eat, you know, by eggs that wasn't fit to eat.
Yeah.
And one time, you didn't have that luck, but you found out. I saw, we had a drummer once, he's come through this country, but throw his voice like a little chicken toddler, you know. And I sat down at the store, at the Arnold. The old fella come in, an old man, toting his basket of eggs, walking.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in and set him down. His father went hollering like chicken in the basket. Hey, what's that I'm hearing? He said, go like that, I said, go like a bunch of little chickens hollering. And man, he'd make them cut up, sure enough, he didn't know. So the stove, of course, understood it, you know, he knew he could, you know, this man didn't. And he says, Mr. Haley, says, I'm not going to be able to buy your eggs. They, your wife must have got hold of some satin eggs. Says, they're my red hat. No, I don't want you to buy them. I'll take them back. Let my wife sell them. Hatch. No, I won't buy them. I didn't know they had chickens in them. They are my red hat. Says, they're going to fall. So the fellow got his eggs started out, had to catch them. Made him mad at finding out what he done to him. He got plumb mad. Because he throws, I've heard him throw it a many times, that's all.
Yeah.
Made a lot of folks pick up eggs, start back out with them. They meant to always tell him, bring him back, let him put him up there and see whether it's bad or not. Find out to it, make him mad. I never had figured that out, how feeding throw the boys like that.
When you're eating chicken, you know, there's one bone that's like this.
Drumsticks, and that's a pulley bone.
Pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. You like pulley bone?
Yeah.
That's what my boy, literally, man, them mad. He wants that. I like thigh. I like it all, but I've always been thigh, breast, piece, too. You know, always take that bread more after I split the stroke and have two pieces of bread. That's about the same thing as the pulley bone, you know.
Are there any stories about pulley bone? Any superstitions or?
Well, we'd pull them to see which one's going to get mad first, you know.
Oh, really?
Which one got the loan, and the other one would beat him. You ever do that?
I've heard of some of those stories, but I wonder.
Never did pull.
Yeah. The longer one gets married first?
I think the short one.
The shorter one gets married first.
Yeah, that's where I think it's where it really was. Yeah, I pulled them anyway, with girls. And they used to have a lot of fun out of it, you know.
Yeah.
They try their best to get the shawl, you know. And let people draw. I've seen them draw, fix sticks, break off little sticks and draw.
Mm-hmm.
But certain things, you know, see which one to get the shawl and the mad voice on. And they slip them back on them, you know. Moving around and working on this, always tricks to this day.
What do you call the inside part to the pig or calf that you need?
Call inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
The whole.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you call them the carcass, wouldn't you? Carcass?
Yeah, but just, I do it like pluck or squint or haslet or liver and lights or.
Yeah, that, of course, that's in his lower part of him, and the liver and lice is up above his entrails and towards his heart, they're all close together, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you say it's supposed to, you want to put the call it in?
Yeah, liver and lice and any other names like that.
Well, the entrails is back in his stomach, and this is in his chest, like. The heart, and liver and lights, and goozle, comes into it too, where he swallows.